Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, good evening. Boy, do we have a crowd tonight. All my phone lines are just packed. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm just waiting for some fantastic energy transformation. Tonight, we have back with us Joe Dunning, who is known to all of the listening audience as a magnificent gift to humanity in her ability to transform energy. I just want to kind of recap that Joe has been a spiritual leader in the Church of Religious Science for years. One day she was surprised by an intruder in her home who shot both Joe and her roommate. While her roommate died, Joe was left to die. But she did recover, and she discovered that she had gained an amazing power to shift energy with incredible tonight. So with results, tonight, as usual, we're not going to have any commercials and no questions for me. I'm just going to let Joe just take over the show and help us all shift our energies to a much better place. And I do want to remind everybody before I bring Joe on that Joe's website is JoeDunning.com, and she has a list of events coming up there, including a free teleconference on the last Tuesday of every month, which happens to be next Tuesday, the 30th. So go to JoeDunning.com. And that's it. Good evening, Joe. Welcome to back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, hi. It's just great to be back again. I so appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and with all of the listeners who join us. I really am happy to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled. And as I said, we have a huge crowd already of, oh my goodness, hundreds and thousands of people. I can see it right now. So they're all waiting for you. I'm not going to interrupt, and the show is all yours.
Well, thank you. Golly, what a great opportunity you're providing for all of us. Thank you for doing this. So I'll just go ahead and begin. My particular focus always has been to offer the work that will help change your life. There's lots of information out now about workshops that will tell you about the latest discoveries in quantum physics, and there are lots of places where you can get some wonderful insights about the laws of attraction and how to manifest. And what my work really focuses on is doing those things. So I really love to bring forth the opportunity for each listener to make the changes in your life right now during this one-hour show that you would like to have. And this is done via energy work. Now, I'm sure that most of the listeners on this program are pretty familiar with the term energy and energy work. And I'll just briefly go over what this means. And as we all know, we are discovering, science is discovering and validating what spiritual seekers have known for centuries, and that is that we are all interconnected. And what happens to one happens to all, and a change that is made in one can help change all. And that we are all linked together via something bigger. And that something bigger is what we focus on in religions and in our belief systems throughout the entire world. So all of the different religions talk about this something bigger and have a name for it. And even those who don't follow a particular religion may have a knowing about universal consciousness or higher self or spirit or any of the other terms that are used throughout all of the indigenous cultures, all of the religions, all of the ancient histories, no matter how far back we go, we find that there is this understanding about something bigger. And science is now beginning to discover that this something bigger is linking all of us together, as well as all of us with whatever that something bigger is, whatever name you know it by, whether it's God, or you like to have it more identified with a particular being, perhaps Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or any whole list, Abraham, of wonderful, wonderful teachers who have come to talk to us about this greater something. And so by connecting into this greater something, we are able to assist ourselves and each other in making the changes we'd like to have in our lives. And so during this one-hour show, that's what we'll be doing. We will be connecting into the power that is available to transform each one of us in the ways that we would like to be changed. And that's the wonderful part about free will, is that we each individually get to select the ways in which we would like to have our life transformed. And that's because each of us are on our own path, our own journey, our own set of experiences that we have decided would benefit us the most to understand, to learn about, to gain compassion for, all of those fine qualities. So tonight, during this show, we will start addressing the very issues that you have in your life going on right now that you would like to have different. And we'll start making those changes. And, you know, it's just wonderful to receive the many emails that come in from people all over the world saying, I listened to the show, I followed what you suggested, and these are the wonderful ways in which my life is now changing. So I want you to know that this is possible. It's not only possible, it's available right now for each person. So several times during this show tonight, we'll stop and I will say, time to think of a new item, or why don't you think about these things in your life that may be bothering you, or I'll give you a suggestion about what you could focus on for just a moment, and then that will start the energy. And the energy will come right through, carried via this this broadcast, and if the broadcast is recorded, it's available then and is recorded also. So the energy is available to each person. So tonight, there we will be focusing on some of the amazing things taking place in our world right now. Right now, we have some huge changes taking place in our very own society if you live in the United States, or in our bigger society if you live here on planet Earth, which everyone does. So we are having some huge changes taking place right now, and we'll be talking about those more and the concerns that many people have because of the changes that are taking place and how to find your way through in the most easy and graceful manner, how to find your way through all of this. And the answer for each individual will be the same and yet completely different. Now, we always talk in paradoxes, don't we? Because that's how truth seems to be. So the answer is the same, in which I would say to you, follow what you know to be right in your heart. And for each one of you, that will be something different. So it's the same answer, and yet for each person, it will be something different. And as we move into greater and greater and greater truth and connect into that greater wisdom, align with that greater source, that greater power, however we know it, by whatever name we call it, we begin to have more understanding about life and how to find our way through. So even though life may have its ups and its downs and its challenges and its events, we're able to move through that in a more graceful way, to maintain balance within ourselves as we move through it. Or if we lose our balance, we're able to regain it more quickly, so that we can begin to follow that inner knowing. So tonight, as we begin to talk about all of the opportunities that are going on our planet right now, let's begin with some energy work, and then we'll have some more conversation. And while the conversation is going on, the energy work will be taking care of each person who chooses to participate. Now, it's your choice. If you want to participate and allow this divine energy to flow right through to you, to assist you, that's your choice. If you prefer to just listen to the words and the information that might be here for you, that's also your choice. There's no need to participate in the energy work if you don't choose to, and you are welcome to participate if you would like to. So, for our first process tonight, I would like you to bring to mind the information that you might have been hearing about in the last few weeks. So look back over the last few weeks, and perhaps even the last few days for some people. What information has come to you that you find concerning or confusing or a little bit frightening? This might be something that has to do with the world, and yet it might be even more particular to you. Perhaps you're having a health challenge right now. Perhaps someone you love is having a health challenge. Perhaps your finances are having difficulty. Or maybe a personal relationship is being challenged right now. Whatever it is that you are noticing in your life right now, meaning in the last few weeks, today and back a few weeks, whatever is going on that you're noticing that is concerning to you or drawing your attention, bring that to mind briefly. Just bring it to mind briefly. As many items as you choose to bring to mind are just fine. And we're going to continue talking, and the energy will be coming through to you to help create some balance for you in those items that you bring to mind. Now, you can be at ease and comfortable with this because you don't need to remember everything in these first few minutes that might be of concern to you. Just as it comes to mind, go, oh yeah, and that. And, oh, yes, and that, too. And then listen to the conversation. It will trigger little memories, and you'll go, oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that, and that, too. I'm concerned about why my dog barks so much at night, or I'm concerned about my commute to work and how the traffic is always so heavy. It can be small things. That's just fine. So if we're going to pause for just a moment, just a few seconds, while the energy gets started, so it will then align with each of you, and assist you as you bring to mind whatever items you choose to bring to mind. It will assist you then in bringing clarity and wisdom and truth and freedom for each one of you in those particular items. So let's pause for just a moment. We'll have just a few moments of silence. Great. All right. So the energy has started, and it is coming to each person who chooses to participate. And as you bring to mind the items that you'd like to have some assistance with, to have cleared in your life, or have more clarity or understanding about, or greater wisdom, or perhaps more compassion or forgiveness, the energy will be assisting you with that. And we'll stop every few minutes, I'm not sure how often, several times during the show, and bring up some new items. So let's talk a little bit now. While this energy is doing the work, we could actually sit here in silence. Isn't that amazing? We could sit here in silence and have the same transformation take place, which will be profound and phenomenal and far-reaching. And yet our mind likes to be entertained. So we'll talk a little bit during this show so that your mind can be entertained and you don't get too bored. And actually, it's going to be a little easier for the energy work to go ahead and take care of things because your mind will be a little distracted during the show as you listen. So we're having quite a time going on right now, something called a bailout, and questions about this $700 billion bailout that needs to take place in order to keep our economy running in a smoother fashion. Now, this is quite a large sum of money. And so we have the people who lead our institutions and government and all of the different organizations meeting to help decide what to do and how to best do it and what's the best way to resolve this. And of course, that may cause concerns to each one of us. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about your individual path, your individual way through this. Now, some people listening to this show have the kind of life right now where you pretty much are able to live and take care of your expenses kind of on a monthly basis, kind of living paycheck to paycheck on a monthly basis. Perhaps you have a little bit of savings, or maybe not, and you've kind of planned your life that your income and your expenses will be manageable by the kind of employment that you have. And a number of people have that kind of a life going on. Some of you may have more challenges financially right now. Perhaps you don't have the kind of employment that gives you the finances to live the life you'd like to have. Or perhaps you've been living a different kind of life and you have ample finances and investments and properties or stock or savings accounts. Or maybe you're counting on Social Security or your IRA or any variety of things that you're now beginning to wonder what might happen with all of that. And so each one of us has our own individual knowing and our own individual path, and each one of us has guidance every single moment of every single day, from the moment we take our first breath until the moment we release our final breath. We are being guided. And it's up to each one of us to begin to notice that guidance, begin to honor it, respect it, and begin to explore, perhaps even experiment with following it, so that we can become more comfortable with knowing what is right for us in each moment. And what's right for each individual may not be the next step for someone else. And that's why guidance is so critical. So critical. So some people listening may have been having this feeling for a few months, a few weeks, a few years, that they really should be moving to another area, perhaps another city, or from the city into the country, or from the country back into the city, or from one country into another country. And that has just been kind of churning inside of you. And you may be having an internal debate about what to do. And I'm just using moving as an example. Maybe you're having a debate about leaving your job or leaving your relationship or trying a new health plan or a new approach to your physical body and its wellness or a new way to be with your children and help them resolve their challenges in life. So each one of us has had items in our life come up for review, and each one of us has also had kind of an ongoing quiet little urging about a next step for us to take or consider. Perhaps some of you have been thinking about investing in the stock market or getting all your money out of the stock market or buying gold or purchasing euros or, as I mentioned, moving to another country. There's all kinds of ways in which we have been having little nudges. Maybe some people have just been having a little nudge to buy a new car, that the one you have isn't quite as dependable as you want, or you want one with four-wheel drive instead of two-wheel drive. The examples are infinite of the ways in which each one of us has been receiving these little urges. Now, the wonderful thing about spirit, or that greater power, is that it is very respectful of each one of us and our freedom to live our life the way we choose. So we are urged and nudged in gentle, subtle, loving, kind ways. And we are moved forward in very small steps. It's our mind that does the loud demanding, the fear and the concern and the worries. That's the mind. The demand for things to be logical and linear and repeatable and make sense, that's the mind. When we're working with our connection to something much bigger, it often is not very logical, and it often will not make much sense to the mind. And we, as wonderful little human puppies here, try to figure out if this is our guidance, and we use our mind to try to evaluate if we got the outcome that we wanted, and we use our mind to decide if that outcome was then good guidance. And of course, our mind just doesn't have the ability to know the end product, to know the end product. And yet, what I know deep inside of me is that everything, every little moment in our life, every experience, everything that's going on right now is working on our behalf to move us into something far more magnificent. So although we may not like what's going on in the moment, if we can at least trust the process that is moving all of us forward, we will know that we are in the process of blooming, blossoming into something much greater. And when we have that trust, that deep knowing that something much bigger is in charge of all of this, when we have that knowing, when I say much bigger, I am talking beyond our human understanding and into the divine realms. When we have that kind of knowing, then we can keep our mind more at peace. And when our mind is more at peace, our emotions stay more calm. And as our emotions are more calm, we can feel, we can notice, we can be guided by this very still small voice, this quiet urging, these little intuitive hunches that we have coming from that higher source. And the mind needs to be more peaceful and the emotions need to be more balanced in order to notice and feel comfortable following that guidance. So that's why much of what is offered in terms of the work I offer is to help the mind become more peaceful, to work with the beliefs that cause us fear and concern, the lack of trust or understanding or the awareness that we have that, or the feeling that we have that we are alone, rather than the awareness that we could have that we are surrounded by divine guidance and help every single moment. So the work that we're doing right now, as you're remembering the little things that are bothering you in your life and concerning you right now, the energy that's coming to you is helping to relieve those specific situations. And in addition to that, it is also helping to bring greater wisdom and greater insight to the limited belief that is causing the fear in these situations that bring you concern. So the work is taking place right now for each person that's listening to this show to help relieve and realign the conditions, the experiences that you're having in the world, as well as your beliefs that might have drawn these experiences or have created the concern about these experiences. So the work is going on now, right now, for each person in multiple levels, multiple layers. If it were possible for each individual to notice, to truly see inside of yourself the changes that are taking place, we would be awestruck, absolutely awestruck at the multiplicity that is happening right now inside of each individual on the physical level, the mental level, the spiritual level, and the energetic levels. All of those, all of them, are now in transformation merely from the participation you are giving right now during this opportunity to have the energy work going on. So right now I'd like to shift the energy work just slightly. And instead of thinking about the conditions or the situations that are concerning you right now in your life, I would like you instead to focus on more of a peaceful feeling inside of yourself as much as you're able to. Now, I know this will vary from individual to individual, and maybe this moment right now you're stuck in traffic someplace and it's hard to feel peaceful. That's fine. As long as you are having the intention to feel peaceful and are focusing towards that in whatever situation you find yourself, this energy will help restore your balance back into more peace, more harmony, more I'll use the word compassion, and I need to speak just briefly about compassion, meaning greater wisdom, greater understanding, and the ability to be, what I notice is just like doors opening wider, meaning your ability then to move beyond the limiting situation that you're noticing with your mind. So when we move into compassion, we are starting to let go of some of those limiting judgments that hold us back. So right now, if you would just make a little effort towards becoming just a little tiny bit more peaceful, that's all that's needed to help begin this energy process that will then help reestablish peace inside of each person. And you can do that right now. So we'll sit quietly for just a moment, just a tiny effort towards becoming more peaceful, more harmonious, even if it's just taking a deep breath. Great. Okay. So now that energy has begun. Because as each one of us can start to create peace within ourselves, we are thereby creating peace in the world. Now, I know that seems like a big jump, a big leap from our individual little seemingly insignificant self to the entire world, and actually beyond that to the entire universe. However, if every single person on this planet in this moment suddenly felt peace within themselves, we would, of course, have peace on Earth. And so each time, each of us as an individual can become slightly, just slightly, ever so slightly, more peaceful, more harmonious, more balanced, even if it's just taking a deep breath. It helps the entire world. Even if it's counting to 10 or to 5 or to 2 before you decide to get upset about something, even that helps. You know, there's a wonderful piece of physiology information about taking a deep breath that I learned recently. And when we do shallow breathing, the receptors, the neurological receptors in the upper portions of our lungs are linked up with our fight or flight or stress signals. And those send the signals up into the amygdala in our brain, which shoots the signals on back to our mammalian brain and reptilian brain, those ancient parts of our brain, which create the fight or flight response. So that creates our stress, our increased shallow breathing, our dilated pupils, our increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, different hormones produced within the body. All of that happens as a response, biological response, to shallow breathing. It's all part of the complex of fight or flight. On the other hand, the lower part of the lungs, the receptors in those portions of the lungs are linked with peace and safety and harmony and truth and trust, all of those kinds of qualities. So when we take a deep breath, we are in fact biologically, physiologically signaling our entire being that it is now all right to relax a little bit. And those signals go up to the amygdala and are sent forward into our forebrain, into the frontal, the advanced part of our brain, which is our divine connection. That's where we connect. We don't connect in our old ancient reptilian brain to the divine. We don't connect in our mammalian brain to divine in our conscious ways that we normally know about, because there are other ways in which we do connect. We connect consciously into the divine from our forebrain. It's phenomenal, from our forebrain. And so when we can take a deep breath, we are filling the lower portions of our lungs, and we are thereby signaling our whole being to link into the forebrain divine connection, safety, trust, compassion, alertness, great insight, wisdom, truth. All of these areas now become more accessible to us simply by taking a deep breath. Isn't that phenomenal? Don't you just love our bodies? They are amazing, amazing structures, absolutely profound structures. And we are just beginning to learn how to relate to the physical vehicles, physical bodies in which we find ourselves living every day. Our consciousness, our divine being, our awareness, the ego, the mind, the personality, and the I am are all linked into this physical form. Isn't that profound? Isn't that just by itself astounding? And so as we are beginning to learn how to understand our physical form, we are also learning more about consciousness and about how to bring divinity into our physical form so that we can dwell here as human, physical form, human, divine. The marriage of heaven and earth, the blending together of the divine with the physical. When that happens, we talk about becoming fully awakened, fully enlightened, fully self-realized, all of those kinds of words that have been used throughout the centuries that describe this connection with the divine through our conscious awareness with the divine while we are still in physical form. And when that happens, we are then free to play in this magnificent, beautiful world. And we are free to create and to experience and to enjoy and to laugh and to love and to enjoy food and color and a physical sensation. All of it is then ours to create as a divine being, conscious divine being. Now, the laws of attraction talk about how we are already attracting and already creating our life around us. We just aren't doing it consciously. Wouldn't it be great to do it consciously and have the control of our mind that we create only things that are beautiful? Most people say, gee, I'd love to be able to do that right now. Well, actually, I don't think so, because until our mind is completely at peace, we wouldn't want to be doing that, because we would be instantly manifesting every thought we have. And of course, most of us know that all of our thoughts are not really what we would like to instantly manifest, because we are still having thoughts about concern and worry and upset and unhappy scenarios and unhappy outcomes to things. So we really wouldn't want to manifest every single thought. So what we want to do instead, right now in this point of our development, is begin to allow the mind to become peaceful, to connect more into our divine self, to keep our emotions more in a balanced way, and begin in that way to start to create more of the life we'd like to have. And programs like this and workshops and retreats, and there are all kinds of things that we can now do for ourselves. Some of them online, some of them in printed books, some of them actually you can go and attend. So notice, watch what you're drawn to. What is it that interests you? And follow that. If you're suddenly interested in learning how to fly an airplane, which I had a sudden interest in, go do it. If you're suddenly interested in learning how to climb a mountain, go do it. I have an acquaintance, for her 65th birthday, she wanted to climb Kilimanjaro, and she did. She started out with a group of 12 people, and there were three that finished, herself and a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old, 30-something-year-old, and she turned 65. And that was her personal challenge that she wanted to take on. It was beautiful, magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. If you suddenly have an interest in something, painting, writing, learning how to bilocate, learning about ETs or crop circles, or learning about the stock market, or learning about anything that really captures your interest, go do it. There is something there for you. There's something there waiting for you. If you have an urge to plant a garden, or start photography, or paint your house, or move, or buy a car. Notice those things and see what you can do to take the next step towards doing that. See what you can do about that, because we are having these little assistance in guidance, I guess I'd call it, little inner knowings in preparation for our full awakening, so that we can have the wisdom that we need to have. We can have the connection to divinity on a conscious level that we need to have, and we can be in the place we need to be at the time we need to be there with those around us that we need to have around us, and everything with us that we need to have with us. And so notice all those little things. You may be heading down to the grocery store and you have a feeling that, golly, you should take your camera along, or you should invite your neighbor to go with you, or who knows what it might be, and it won't necessarily make sense to your mind. Go ahead and do it. It's innocent. It's fine. Now, what difference does it make? You may realize why you took your camera or invited your neighbor, and you may never realize why, because it's not about the mind. It's about something much bigger, much, much bigger. So we're going to pause again now and do another shift in the energy. And this time I would like you to focus on your physical environment specifically. And physical environment will include anything tangible. So physical environment obviously will start with your house, your home, your neighborhood, your physical body and its health and wellness, the clutter or organization in your life of all of the mail and the many things that we get into our life. Those things that physically are around you on an everyday basis. Everyday basis, I'd like you to focus on your physical environment, which includes your body. Includes your body. And this will help you, this next energy process will help you to align your physical environment with your divine purpose. That means right place at the right time, right people with you, right things with you, right awarenesses with you in exactly the right moment. So perfection in everything. And you will begin to notice the perfection of the timing. That's one of the great gifts that start to happen, is to notice the perfection of the timing. And I like to call them miracles, although some people want something far more dramatic to call it a miracle. I love to call little things miracles, right place at right time, right person, right thing along. It's another little miracle, because the more we can acknowledge the miracles in our life, the magic, the coincidences, the serendipitous moments, the more we can do that, the more we invite those wonderful opportunities of joyful celebration between ourself and the divine, between that which is helping to create and manifest everything that we are noticing and our consciousness. So for this process right now, we're going to pause again for a moment, and I'd just like you to bring to mind, just briefly, your physical environment, your body, your home, your garden, your yard, your pets, maybe the people that are routinely in your physical environment. Once again, don't let your mind get you all worrisome about this. The mind loves to just scatter things around, fluff and feathers everywhere, so you can't keep track of what's going on. Don't let the mind do that with you. Close count. It's just fine. Do what you understand from the instructions and don't worry about it. All right? Know that your intention of following the instruction is all that's needed. And the energy knows that. Divinity knows that, and it flows right through to you, connects directly with you, and will help bring into alignment, perfect alignment, your physical environment, including your physical body, so that your physical body can be exactly what's needed for the next step that is needed. All right, so we're going to pause for just a moment while you bring to mind your physical environment, and the energy then is linked with you to help align that. So do that now. Okay. So you'll notice how we're moving sequentially in each one of these processes. We started with all of the concerns, the mental things that go on with us, the things that worry us in our life. Then we went into creating more peace and balance within ourselves. And now that we've done those two steps, now we can begin to realign our physical world around us. We've created some balance, we've created some harmony within, and now we can begin to do some of the recreation of our physical environment around us. So you just need to bring your physical environment around you to mind, just how it is. You don't have to worry if you like it or don't like it or how you want it or don't want it. You just need to bring it to mind. And that is linking you up then with the divine plan, the divine perfection, which is always so much greater than we ever could have imagined, than we ever could have asked for, than we ever could have intended, than we ever could have focused our thoughts on. It is always so much greater than that, because divinity is abundant. It is abundant in health. It is abundant in longevity. It is abundant in joy. It is abundant in love. It is abundant in beauty. It is abundant in wisdom. It is abundant in intelligence. It is abundant in memory. It is abundance, has abundance in health. And it is abundant financially. Everything, everything in divinity, all that is magnificent, it contains in abundance. And all we need to do is make space for that to come in. That's it. So we may have some upsets going on in our life. Certainly our economic system here in the United States has some challenges that it's doing its best to take a look at. And yet we have this huge divine force flowing through, shifting and adjusting, maintaining and balancing, and now directly with your participation right now during this program, you are participating in bringing abundance into your life in every way that it is magnificent. Abundance, perfection, beauty, harmony, balance, compassion, truth, wisdom, insight, health, memory, finances, everything. Beautifully abundant. And that's coming through to anyone who chooses to participate in this right now. Now, isn't that magnificent? Isn't that just amazing? You know, at the beginning of the show, Jules mentioned about an experience that I went through. And for whatever reason, it sort of shorted the synapses in my brain, so they have a harder time thinking about doom and gloom or getting into major upset or maintaining kind of everyday thoughts. I'm not quite sure all of what happened, but somehow what takes place now links with the amygdala and shoots it forward into the frontal lobes. And for that, I am eternally grateful. And my wish and my prayer for everyone is that you have the opportunity to link into the divine awareness, divine consciousness, so that you can have a magnificent life, so that you can ride the waves of life and enjoy them a little bit more like you might enjoy a ride at Disneyland or an amusement park. Enjoy life more in that thrill, that kind of great delight, childlike delight in life, rather than the concern about the outcome. Because when we're at the amusement park, we may get scared as we're going down the roller coaster or through the haunted house or whatever it is we're doing. At the same time, we really trust the process. And we know that the outcome on the other end, we're going to be just fine and we'll have had an amazing experience. We will be high on endorphins. We will be absolutely blissed out and delighted and joyful and laughing as we come off of these things, because we will have gone through another one of life's experiences, adventures, knowing, trusting the process, that it all comes out just fine on the other end. And if we had the ability for just a moment to watch the individuals coming out on the other end of life, those individuals who have completed their inhabiting of their physical form, their physical life, we call that death, meaning the physical body stops, and their being now is moving on to the other adventures. If we could watch them doing that the way we watch people coming off the rides at Disneyland, we might have a totally different experience about life, totally different experience about our life and about how safe it is and about trusting the process and that we are here on a great adventure, absolutely great adventure, and that we can have tremendous impact on the adventure that we choose to take. We can have tremendous impact. We can buy a ticket for the roller coaster or the little kitty Dumbo rides. We can go on the sky rocket or the little tiny train. We can go to Swiss Family Robinson, or we can go down the great big chute in that log that splashes water everywhere. We can choose what we'd like to do in this adventure of life. And as we become more conscious, we begin to notice that. And what you'll notice simultaneously is that people who have achieved that level of consciousness begin to stop worrying about themselves so much and really want to see if they can help other people. Begin to enjoy the ride. Begin to let go of the worries. Begin to trust the process. Begin to wake up into the great adventure that we're all on. And all that separates us in this moment and in every moment, from complete enlightenment, from complete awakening, from complete self-realization, the only thing that separates us from that in any moment is our mind. The beliefs that we have in our mind keep us from being able to connect consciously into all that we desire, consciously into all that we desire. You know, I saw a little, I think it was a YouTube not too long ago, about a woman who had a stroke. Many of you probably saw that also. And she's now fully recovered, and I think it's been quite a few years, 7 or 8 or 10 years since her stroke. And she's now a public speaker. I wish I could remember her name. I don't right now, but it's fascinating. She describes now her experience of having a massive stroke.
I think that is Jill Bolte Taylor.
Great. Would you say that again, please, Jules?
Jill Bolte Taylor. She was on the show, too.
Terrific. Jill Bolte,
Bolte Taylor.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Go to YouTube. Look it up. Not right now. Wait a minute. Let's finish the energy work. Then go and look it up. And she describes the experience of waking up and connecting into magnificent realms beyond anything she could have imagined. She was suddenly freed from the identity of her ego and her mind and her physical form and her personality, and she was free to become one with everything around her, to experience its life, to be at one with it. She became divine consciousness. She became that oneness while still inhabiting a physical form. So the parts of her brain that were no longer functioning had freed her consciousness into this enormous experience. And she talks about that. And then as the recovery takes place, some of her awareness also shifts. However, much of it stays. The experience I went through also blew me into a new level of consciousness. That's a fantastic thing. Because once we move into that realm and we've blasted past the limits of the ego and the mind and the personality, we experience a level of freedom that is profound, and it changes each person forever. And so right now you are receiving the energy that will help you now begin to expand more and more and more. You are creating now the physical environment around you, your physical body around your consciousness that can carry this new awareness. And as you walk along in life, you're going to start having little insights, little awarenesses, little moments of truth come through to you. And that those are the little sparks of synapses going off in your forebrain that are now beginning to understand the bigger picture. So each time you have something like that, be grateful. Acknowledge it as a miracle, something wonderful in your life. And find the time to seek out the ways in which you can find truth for you. Truth for you. Notice what you're drawn to. If you're scanning the internet, notice what the websites you're drawn to. If you're looking at programs that are on television, notice what you're drawn to. If you are looking for workshops to attend, notice what you're drawn to. What kind of things now interest you? Are you interested in transformation of consciousness? Are you interested in building your physical body? Are you interested in health food? Notice it and seek it out. Find the guru, the great teacher, the wise one for you at the step you're at right now. Because for every single person on this planet right now, there is the perfect teacher right now. At whatever level of awareness you have, whatever it is you're desiring to know about or to accomplish, there is the perfect teacher, meaning way shower, for each person at exactly the level you need that. And that teacher or that individual will assist you until it's time for the next level, and then you'll find the next teacher. Some teachers can carry you a long way. Some just take you through one little piece of truth, one little acknowledgement. Some people listening to the show right now will take away one golden nugget, and that's all they ever needed to hear from me. That's it. That's all they ever needed. They got it. And so for this moment, I had the privilege of offering that, and they'll go on then to someone else, something else, some other great wisdom. Some people listening to this show right now may not take one little nugget and will go find someone else entirely. And some people listening to the show will say, gee, maybe there's something more there, and you might listen to another show or find another opportunity to hear this kind of information. Each one of us has a perfect teacher in the moment, exactly where we are. Right place, right time, right people. And so be aware of that. Listen to the little truths that pass by you. Perhaps for one moment, the person having a conversation next to you on the bus is your perfect teacher, and they are dropping a pearl of wisdom into your awareness right then in those few minutes you're riding and overhearing a conversation on a bus or on an airplane or sitting in Starbucks or wherever you happen to be. So stay alert to that. Stay aware of it. And as always, the greatest guru, the greatest teacher, the greatest point of wisdom, the greatest final resting point for what is right for us is ourself. And we always, always, always must accept final responsibility and final choice about what it is we do, what it is we think, what it is we believe, how we respond, how we take ourselves into the world, what we do with the experiences that we have in the world, how we hold those experiences. Always, we, each one of us, are our own final authority. And be aware always to maintain that authority within yourself, to know what is right for you. Now, many teachers, especially in Eastern philosophy, say you need a guru to get you to heaven or to enlightenment. And for some people, that will be the truth for them in that moment. And for some people, it won't be the truth for them in that moment. So know that each person is hearing the truth and following it as they need to in that moment. In that moment. And this can create tremendous respect, tremendous compassion, tremendous forgiveness for everything around us as we go through life. This understanding about the perfection of everything allows us then to trust the process of the events that are unfolding in our lives and in the lives of those around us. So let's focus one more energy process. It looks like we have just a few more minutes. Let's focus one more energy process. And this one, let's see, what will this one be? Oh my, okay. This one is to assist every single person who would like to be assisted in linking the word I'm understanding is into the heavens, for whatever that means to each of you, into that greater divine truth, into the heavens, which would mean into the highest. That's what we understand heaven to be, the highest, the best. This will help link you with that truth for your being, your individual personality, your individual ego, your individual mind, your individual path. This will help you with that. This is great. Okay, so for just a moment, just have the awareness that if you would like to, this will help align you with that highest frequency, that highest divine heaven that you know about, that will assist you then much more directly in this the events of your life right now and as you go through life. So we're going to just pause for a moment. That's a lot of information. If you like the idea, that's all you need. Just hold the intention that you'd like it, and we'll do it now. Wonderful. Great. So where I am, I'm witnessing sunset out of the windows of my office, and it's just like this perfect moment of bright light and clouds and colors beginning to fill the sky, and a great moment to link into the heavens and all the magnificence that's contained there. And I'll mention just briefly that if you want to continue having this kind of support that I'm delighted to offer, there are free things, it's free, that are offered each month and available to anyone who'd like that via my website, which is joedunning.com. So there's a free prayer list. You can go in and put your name on a prayer list. I pray for each person for 30 days, any name that you put on the prayer list, your name, your friends, your pets, anything you'd like to put on that list, I pray for it for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, if you want to put it back on again, great. So there's a prayer list. There's free information about radio shows like this, a free teleconference on the last Tuesday of the month, one on the second Thursday of the month, an hour-long free energy work just to help transform things in your life. If you want to know more about that and you actually want to participate in events, that's there on the schedule. There's a retreat coming up in Southern California the end of October, very end of October. Halloween we're going to start. It's the perfect day, perfect day. All Souls Day followed by All Saints Day, wrapped around a Hindu tradition of great awakening and assistance. It just worked out coincidentally to be a great opportunity. So there's a retreat. There's activations coming up soon, October 15th. So look around if you want that. But look at the free things that are there, because they are there to help you. And all you need to do is decide to participate. So this final process is going to continue now, even after the show is over, so that each person will be clearly linked with this divine, it just feels like this pathway opening in front of each person to ease your journey, to help shine a light in front of you, like a way shower. That's what I'm noticing, that linking into greater knowing, greater understanding, greater awareness of your personal next step. And that would be your divine wisdom, divine understanding. So
and
how
Joe,
are we doing with time? Yeah.
Joe, we have almost 1 minute, but I want to say this show has been so spectacular. I have actually felt the goosebumps, everything. And you were exceptional tonight. I could just feel the pure joy, which is exactly what I needed to feel tonight. So
great.
I can't thank you enough.
You're very
welcome.
You
are always magnificent and truly a blessing to the world. And everybody go to joedunning.com and check out her site. Go to her events. And, again, I can't thank you enough. It's been a big blessing.
You're welcome. It's my complete joy to be here with you, and I so appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Joe, and to everyone, and we've had hundreds, actually thousands and thousands of people listen tonight. I can't thank you enough, and we'll talk to you all next week. Good night.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.